Last week, News and Notes kicked off our fitness series, and over the next few months, NPR's Farai Chidea will be taking us on a journey to healthy living. All right, Farai, how's it been going?
Well, Ed, I'm determined to get fit and stay that way, but I've got plenty of questions, like, what is a healthy diet? We spoke with people outside a grocery store in Culver City, California, and asked them what they think is a healthy diet.
Don't fry anything. Grill or bake. Grill, bake, and steam.
Moderation, smaller portions, low fat, medium carbs if you can handle it, medium sugar, general moderation, and less food.
Vegetables, chicken, fish, and good exercise.
Anything not fried. It's not fast food, but something quick like salads or just small portions too. See, we're overeaters. That's our problem.
Well, a healthy diet is eating 6 meals a day, little meals, raw fruit, vegetables, not that much meat, eggs, toast.
3 balanced meals, trying not to interject too many snacks. I'm snickering because right now I'm probably at least 20 pounds overweight.
It seems like people know the right things to eat, but then we ask them, do you follow your own advice?
As best as I can, yes, but I do cheat once in a while.
Now I do. I'm getting today. I'm closing into 40 years old, so I have to be careful what I eat there.
Most of the time. I try to watch, but I cheat, especially on pasta. I love pasta, even though that's sugar, but I love pasta. But I try, and I make sure I drink a lot of water because that helps clean the system real well.
Nutritionist Rovinia Brock, a.k.a. Dr. Rowe, knows that eating well is easier said than done. She's an authority on fitness and diet, and she's here to tell us some practical ways to eat healthily and get fit. Hey, Dr. Rowe.
Hi, Farai. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Let me just tell you a little bit about myself in a nutshell. I started gaining weight when I was 6 years old. I was just going through some childhood stress, and I turned to the refrigerator for solace. And so I have been pretty much a little chubby kid to a chubby adult, yo-yo dieter, up, down. And I'm just going to bust myself on the air here. Mm-hmm. I'm 239 pounds. I'm like Mack truck sized. So what do I need to look out for with my history?
Well, first, we want to stop the yo-yo dieting. And I think you're going about this completely in the right way, in that you're now setting out to change your lifestyle forever. And in order to do that and to do it with some consistency, you really need to adopt a meal plan and a movement plan that you can live with in your real life today, right now. Just remember, first, it is where you end up, not where you start out. So it doesn't matter where you are today. We can make changes over time and then build on those changes such that you achieve the goals you want. But I want you to understand that it's a process. It's not going to happen overnight.
So why don't we start with the components of a healthy lifestyle? You mentioned moving and diet. What are really the components of a healthy lifestyle?
You know, Farai, a lot of people think, well, if I just go on this diet, it'll be all over, I'll lose the weight, and my life will be wonderful. And in fact, when about 60 to 70% of the process of living healthy is due to food or nutrition, the other 30 to 40% is really due to physical activity. And even that formula sort of varies from person to person.
Let's talk about medical. I have been very lucky, very blessed to have good health. I have very few complaints. So it's easy for me to just say, okay, well, I can exercise as often and as strenuously as I am committed to. Mm-hmm. But should you be evaluated by a doctor before beginning a new diet or fitness regime?
I think everyone should be evaluated by a doctor because you need some sort of a starting place for what your health status is. And then I think you should be followed by professionals, letting them know everything that you plan to do and that you're doing, whether or not you're going to exercise, to what extent you're going to do it, what you are going to eat, and the way you plan to do that. You need someone to monitor the physical activity as well as the food and nutrition aspect of this whole lifestyle plan that you're about to embark upon.
Let's go more into diet. I have a favorite diet, and it's called Fatkins. It's when you eat steak and salad for dinner and you wake up the next day and you have donuts for breakfast. So let's talk about diet myths and facts. There's diets like Atkins, South Beach, Pritkin. What is a really healthy diet?
The best form of a healthy diet is one where you include lots of fruits and vegetables and lots of green vegetables and as many colors as you can get in the diet with smaller amounts of lean protein in the forms of fish, chicken, turkey, could even be soy, and then smaller amounts of whole grains. And so you don't want to cut out carbohydrates. And for the record, folks, vegetables and fruits are carbohydrate foods, by the way. Don't want to cut carbs, but you do want to have complex carbs for energy, like brown rice, whole wheat pasta, and whole grain cereals with smaller amounts of whole grain breads.
What about exercise? Walk us through what a good exercise plan might be for someone like me who is really trying to get in better shape.
I advise to get moving by first putting one foot before the other and starting to walk. Now, for someone like you who's interested in going many steps further, who's a little bit more perhaps adventurous, we can ramp up your activity with things that you like to do. For example, if mountain climbing is what you like to do, if mountain biking is what you like to do, if swimming, if hiking, all of those kinds of things, rollerblading are things that you like to do, I say go for it.
Well, one of the great things about walking is that, you know, it's only as expensive as the price of a halfway decent pair of shoes. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people say, walking, what's that going to do for me?
Your whole cardiovascular system is going to be improved by walking with consistency. I do it 4 to 5 days a week for a minimum of a half hour each time. I cover 2 to 3 miles in that time. But it will also strengthen your bones. It will give you, it will strengthen your whole systems, your whole body systems. Did you know that you could reduce your blood pressure by 10 points walking an average of 3 days a week for a half hour each time? In that same half hour, you can reduce your blood sugar by 10 points. So you can't do enough for your entire body by walking. In addition to that, you will burn calories, you will burn fat, and it will help you to tone. If you take on hills, if you take on more territory, if you rev up your walk and make it a brisk one rather than a leisurely one. And if you challenge yourself to increase time or distance, that's how you burn more calories, to increase time or distance, you will see that the weight will come off.
Well, that is a great start. I know that there's a lot more for us to cover, and I'm really committed to this. You'll be happy to know that I have a brightly colored vegetable stir fry that I made, so it's a process.
Eureka!
Well, nutritionist Rovinia Brock's book is Dr. Rowe's 10 Secrets to Living Healthy. Dr. Rowe, it's great to talk with you, and thanks for the healthy tips.
Always a pleasure.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea. If you'd like to hear the first installment of Farai's Fitness Challenge, go to our website at npr.org. Make sure to listen next week when Farai finds her inner yogi.